أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من شر الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا محمد المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. وبعد، my esteemed brothers and sisters, I greet you all with the best of greetings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today being the third day of Ramadan, 1441 AH, which corresponds with the 26th of April 2020. Inshallah, today we shall proceed in our study of the book Al-Hidayat al-Mustafid fi Ahkam al-Tajweed. In our previous lesson, we have talked about the mechanism of qalqala, and we mentioned the alphabets, and we went on to give the description of Arabic alphabets, inshallah. So today, by the special grace of God, we shall be proceeding from where we stopped yesterday. That is on page 31. On page 31. The chapter is on pausing. Pausing while reciting the Holy Quran. Malan says, Fasu fi bayani aqsamil waqfi. This is a topic or a lesson on the explanation of the divisions of pauses in the recitation of the Holy Quran. You see, it is very important for us to know how to pause while reciting the Holy Quran, because it is a word of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and sometimes the meaning can be changed simply by the way we stop. And also, because of that changed meaning, it can have a different implication, or maybe a confusing, it can become a confusing statement. So it is very, very necessary for us to understand how to pause while reciting the Holy Quran. And in the following pages, Malam inshallah will give us explanation on how to achieve that. Malam says, question, إلى كم قسم تنقسم الأوقاف التي يقف عليها التالي للقرآن العظيم. He says, into how many divisions are pauses divided when it comes to reciting the Holy Quran, reciting the Holy Quran consecutively, followingly. Into how many can you divide the different kind of pauses we have? Malam says, the jawab, tanqasimu ila arba'ati aqsamin. It is divided into four. Tamin. The first of it is tamin. This is a complete pause or a perfect pause. Wa kafin, and an adequate pause. Wa hasanin, and an okay pause. It is just okay, not too good, not too bad, but it's just okay. Wa qabihin, and a disliked or an ugly pause. So Malam will give us further explanations on each of these as usual. Malam says, ma huwa al-waqfu tam. What is a perfect pause? The answer is, huwa al-waqfu ala kalimatin lam yata'allaq ma ba'daha biha wala bima qablaha. He said, it is pausing on a word while reciting the Holy Quran, pausing on a word that is not in association in terms of meaning with what comes before it or what comes after it. So the word, the meaning is not going to be distorted whether you continue or you do not continue. So the word is not connected in terms of meaning to what comes after it. The Malan says, قبلها لا لفظا, not in terms of their pronunciation, ولا معنى, and not in terms of their meaning, كالوقف على المفلحون. He said, and not in terms of their meaning, just like stopping upon مفلحون. The مفلحون in Surah Al-Baqarah, where you, if you are reading the fifth verse, where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. So for someone to pause on this verse is a perfect pause, is a very good pause. The reason is simply because of the fact that that word muflihun, on that word, what comes after it is a different topic, is a different issue entirely. So the meaning of the statement before muflihun will not be affected by what comes after it. So you have that as an example of a perfect pause. Then to the next one, Malan says, ma huwa alwaqf alkafi, what is the adequate pause? This pause is sufficient for you to pause on it. So Malan says, huwa alwaqf ala kalimatin, it is a pause over a word, or for you to pause on a word, lam yata'allaq ma ba'daha biha wala bima qablaha lafdhan, the word that comes after it, or the words that come before it, does not have any connection with it in terms of pronunciation, bal ma'na faqat, but they have a connection in terms of meaning. So in terms of their recitation, or in terms of their pronunciation, or in terms of the statement, for you to state it, there is no joint, there is no conjoint meaning. They don't have a conjoint any pronunciation, or it's not a conjoint word that one needs to explain the other. Rather, it's a conjoint word that one needs to explain the other, because they are conjoint in terms of meaning. In terms of meaning this time, and not in terms of pronunciation or reciting. Al-Anan gives example, he says, كَالْوَقْفِ عَلَىٰ قَوْلِهِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, for someone to pause on the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, في أول البقرة, in the first parts of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is in the verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So that word there, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, for you to pause upon that ayah, you know, it's the end of an ayah. There are actually some ayahs that for you to pause on the ayah might be a problem, not really be a problem, so to say. But if you pause on that ayah and you don't continue with your recitation, you might have changed some intent in the recitation of the Quran. So it's a very, very important issue indeed. And the Quran actually is written in such a way that all these things are indicated in the Quran. Some places you see some hanging jim in the air, or you see some mim, or you see some sil, sword or qil, or you see things like that. So those things are actually giving you an insight into how best you can adequately pause while reciting the Holy Quran. So Malam is now giving us the example here, that for you to pause on that word of la yu'minun fi awwal al-baqara, in the first part of Baqara, is a what? Is an adequate pause. Why? Because what comes after it, which is khatam Allahu, what comes after it is khatam Allahu ala qulubihim. That khatam Allahu and the la yu'minun does not have any pronunciation conjoinment. You don't have any reason to join them together in terms of their utterance, in terms of their sentence. How do you call it? Build. However, Malanan says, but they have a meaning, because the khatama muta'allakun or muta'alliqun bil kafiri, because that khatama that Allah mentioned is conjoined in terms of meaning to the kafir. Khatam Allahu ala qulubihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sealed their heart. Whose heart? The kafir. So this kind of pause is called a sufficient pause, like Malam has rightly stated. He said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, those who have disbelief, it is the same unto them. Ya Rasulullah, whether you want them or you don't want them, they will not believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, indeed, those who have disbelieved, it is the same thing unto them. Whether you want them or you do not want them, it won't have any effect on them, they will not believe. Then Allah now says, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. He has sealed their hearts. So whose hearts? The hearts of the unbelievers that are mentioned. So you see that there is a co-joinment in terms of meaning. However, in terms of pronunciation or utterance, there is no need for that. So that's how you identify a pause that is sufficient or adequate. Then in the next, Malan says, "Ma huwa al-waqful hasanu?" What is the okay pause? What is an alright pause? It is okay. Malan says, "Huwa al-waqfu ala kalimatin ta'allaq." It is for somebody, ma ba'daha biha. It is a pause on a word that is joined. Ma ba'daha biha bima qablaha. That is joined, the meaning before it, and then the meaning that follows it is joined together. Not only the meaning this time around, also the lafs, the times of pronunciation, also they are also conjoined. So Malan says, بِشَرْطِ تَمَامِ الْكَلَامِ. But there is a rule here. The rule is that the sentence must be complete. It must be a complete sentence. In the تِلْكَ الْكَلِمَةِ, by that word you are going to pause upon, it is okay to pause upon the word, even though the pronunciation or the utterance as well as the meaning have a co-joined, they are related, or they are connected to each other, they are interrelated. Malan says, however, if the sentence is complete, they have completed the sentence, Allah has completed the sentence in that particular word that you are going to pause on, then it is okay to pause on it. It is okay because it doesn't exactly do much damage, not because you should practice it. If you want to practice any of these pauses, the pauses that will be better for you is the first two. This third one is more like it doesn't bite and doesn't kill it. So here we have example. Malan says, "Kal waqfi ala alhamdulillahi fil fatihati." It's an example of this is for someone to pause on alhamdulillah in Surat al-Fatiha. So you are reciting Surat al-Fatiha, then you pause on alhamdulillah. Praise be Allah. Praise belong to Allah. Now, if you say that, you know you have made a complete sentence. However, it's supposed to be joined with Rabbil Alameen. But the sentence is complete. So, pausing here is okay. It doesn't cause any harm. The Malan says, La'anna. The reason behind this is because Rabbi, Sifatullahu, that Rabbi that follows Allah, Rabbil Alameen, is a description of who? It's a description of Allah, alladhi lahu hamd. Then he said, sifatu lahu muta'alliqun ma ba'da al-kalimati al-mawqufi 'alayha biha lafzan, which is connected, okay, to the word that comes after it. Connection in terms of statement, in terms of utterance, in terms of recitation, of pronunciation, in terms of wordings. So that is how it is. Also, Malam gives us another example. He says, "Wakal waqfi," and also, as in the pausing, "ala alayhim," for someone to pause while saying "alayhim," "alayhim al-awwal," which is the first "alayhim" in Fatiha. So the first "alayhim" in Fatiha is "sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim." Pausing on that is also okay. Pausing on that is also okay. So Malan says, "Li anna غيري, because the غيري that follows that عليهم صفة للذين, it is a description that describes those people who were mentioned or the opposite, أو بدل منه or the opposite, and in this case it's the opposite. So when you say صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, you say إهدنا الصراط المستقيم, Allah guide us all to the right path. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those whom you have favored. Then you say غيري, so when you say that غيري, يعني you are now saying not, opposite, negation to the people whom you have already mentioned, who الذين أنعمت عليهم, the opposite of them is who مغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. So the meaning comes together, the word build up comes together, or they are connected in an intricate way. However, pausing on it does not have any harm because the sentence is complete when you say the path of those whom you have rightly guided. It's a complete sentence. It's a kalam. It's an understandable sentence in Arabic. So the next one here we have, the next question, Malan says, مَا هُوَ الْوَقْفُ الْقَبِيحُ, what is the disliked pausing? What is the ugly pause? The pause that doesn't sound good to the ear in terms of pronunciation and also in terms of the meaning or the implication of what you're saying. The answer, Malan says, هُوَ الْوَقْفُ عَلَى لَفْظٍ غَيْرَ مُقَيِّدٍ, it is for someone to pause on a word that is not concluded, on an undefined word. Why is it undefined? لِعَدَمِ تَمَامِ الْكَلَامِ, because the sentence is not complete. وَقَدْ تَعَلَّقَ مَا بَعْدَهُ بِمَا قَبْلَهُ لَفْظًا وَمَعْنًا, and the meaning as well as the pronunciation, as the wordings as well, are conjoined together. The one before and the one after that pause is joined together, the meaning and the lafz, the pronunciation or the words itself are joined together. For you to pause on such a word actually will drive in a different kind of meaning. Malan says kal waqfi ala bismi min bismillahi, just like for someone to stop on saying bismi, in the name, in what name? So that is what it is. For you to, when you want to say bismillahir rahmanir rahim, you now say bismi, you now pause that you want to breathe. So you see, it sounds somehow. Then wa ala alhamdi, or for you to just say alhamdu, when you are going to say alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, you now say alhamd, then you pause, then you now say lillahi. So alhamd, what praise? So the praise, what happens to the praise? You see, it's not a complete sentence. So because of that, and like we already know in Arabic, a single word cannot, you know, form a statement or a sentence. So for you to just pause on the word like that, or for you to come, maybe you're reciting something and then you now reach a place where the statement is incomplete, then you attempt to pause, you see, this is also wrong. Or for someone to say wa ala maliki aw yawmi min maliki yawmiddin, it's also, for instance, for a person to pause on saying maliki, or for a person to pause on saying maliki yawmi in the statement maliki yawmiddin, king or owner of the day of judgment. So if you are reciting now, you now choose to pause on king, you say maliki, the owner, then you keep quiet. Or you say maliki yawmi, the owner of day. So what day? So the day has to be completed, so that the meaning will come out. So it's an unliked kind of pause. لِأَنَّهُ لَا يُعْلَمُ إِلَىٰ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ أُضِيفَ, because it will not be easy for someone to easily decode to what has that word you have paused on been added to. It will be hard, because if you say مَالِكِ يَوْمِ, the owner of day, it will be difficult for me to understand what day, because originally Allah owns everything, right? So once you say that, you see the meaning that Allah Azza wa Jalla wants to drive home there will change, because it could be مَالِكِ يَوْمِ السَّبْتِ, or the king, the owner of today, which is يَوْمُ الْأَحَدِ. and so on and so forth. So it is quite confusing. So that's the reason why you do not want to engage yourself in posting on such places. So and then Malan says, "Aw ala kalamin yuhimu wasfan." So or it will become a kind of a statement, like a misleading statement, or a statement that have a different kind of meaning, or a confusing, a perplexing kind of meaning. La yaliqu bihi ta'ala, which is not deserving of Allah Azza wa Jalla. For you to say, or you pausing in a place and making people to wonder, it's not befitting enough for Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the Malan says, "Kama sayati bayanuhu," just as we will explain further, inshaAllah, by the special grace of Allah Ta'ala, the Almighty, fi ghayri hadhihi risala, in another book, not in this one, which is more like a summary. So this is a summary of the different kind of pauses, but you might find out that it might take some kind of understanding for you of Arabic for you to be able to identify these pauses properly, because it means while you are reciting, you are also decoding or transcoding the meaning as well alongside, so you won't make such kind of pauses. But that does not exactly follow. Like we said, inshallah, the Quran is written in such a way that these pauses are giving us, you know, a link into understanding how exactly we are to pause. So inshallah, that will be sent as well, so that we can go through it and see, then we'll practice it. And one other thing that I would like to add is a word or a statement that begins with a negation. A statement that begins with a negation, like for instance in Suratul Bayyina, where Allah Azza wa Jalla begins with "Lam yakun alladhina kafaru min ahli al-kitab wal mushrikeen munfikeen." If you notice, that ayah is not very long, but many people are accustomed to pausing on that ayah. But it begins with a negation. Allah starts the statement by saying, "Lam yakun alladhina kafaru." The people who disbelieved are not. They are not. So if they are not, then you have to complete what that sentence up till the end. That is all what is befitting of that ayah. Any other ayah that you see that begins with a negation like that, what is befitting of you is to make sure you take it along till the end. You have to make a very deep breath, and you can also practice how to elongate your breath. You could sit down and do this breathing kind of exercise, inhaling and exhaling. And if you like, also you could listen to your favorite Tangin reciter, such as Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad. He also is a wonderful Tangin reciter, and he can hold his breath for as long as one. So you can watch him and maybe see if you can imitate him to some certain extent, and it will be difficult then, but at least it will improve your own breathing ability. Also yoga and other forms of exercise that can actually aid your breathing, or your breath can also assist you. So you breathe in a lot, you suck in a lot of air, and you try to recite the entire verse with a single in a single wording. "Lam yakunil ladhina kafaru min ahlil kitabi wal mushrikeena munfakkeena hatta ta'tiyahumul bayyina." So the statement begins with a negation, and within the same statement, Allah now brings a condition. So if you pause the negation and the condition, you pause in between them, there will be a discord. So pray that Allah Azza wa Jalla will make it easier for us to understand. Now we are going to continue from our book, from Surah, from the next question. Malam says, "Fi kam mawdi'in yaskutu Hafsun." He said, in how many places do you pause while reciting in the house? This kind of pause is a different kind of pause called a sakta. It is usually denoted by a scene. You see a small scene written either above the word or in between the ayah. So ma'alam and sinusakta means for when you come across sinusakta in your recitation, you are going to pause, but you are not going to breathe. You pause, not a very long pause. You just pause for a reasonable amount of time. So then you continue your recitation. Ma'alam says, how many points of sakta are there in the recitation of the Quran through the halfway? The answer to that, Ma'alam said, يَسْكُتُ فِي أَرْبَعَةِ مَوَاضِعَ. You do sakta, or you pause, that kind of sakta, you do it in four places in the Holy Quran. الْأَوَّلُ, the first of them, فِي سُورَةِ الْكَهْفِ, is in Surah Al-Kahf. قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, in where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلَمْ يَجَعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا. That very ayah, if you look above it in your mushaf, you will see a sinun there. That sinun is an indication of sakta. Ma'alana says, ثُمَّ يَسْكُتُ, then the person should keep quiet. سَكْتَةً لَطِيفَةً, a very moderate or nice sakta, a very nice person. مِنْ غَيْرِ تَنَفُّسٍ, without breathing. وَيَقُولُ قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ, then he should continue by saying قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ. So when you come to recite the surah, that pause there, sinu sakta, there is showing you that you should pause, but do not breathe, then you continue. Like وَلَمْ يَجَعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِنْ لَدُنْهُ, so on. So that is how you are expected to recite. Malanan says, وَالثَّانِي, and the second sector placed in the Quran is فِي سُورَةُ يَاسِينَ, in the surah named Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin. So قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, مَنْ بَعَثَ مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا, that very place there, if you open your Surah Al-Yasin, you will find that ayah there. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. So in that very ayah, when you come to recite it, you have to pause on that place. If you open your Surah Al-Yasin and you open to ayah 52, you will find that ayah there where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this, and then there is a scene sector that is written there. You see a scene right above Mimmarqadina. You see there is a scene in there. And then there is also a qil there. So the same sakta, simply like we have explained before, you are going to pause, but you don't have to breathe. You pause and don't breathe just for a second or one or two counts, not a long pause. So Malan says, thumma yaskutu, then the person will stop after saying mimmar qadina, the person will pause. كَمَا تَقَدَّمَ, then just the kind of pause is the kind of pause that we've already explained. وَيَقُولُ هَذَا, then he will now say هَذَا مِمَّا رُقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ. So that is how it's going to be recited with that kind of pause. Then Malam Nan says وَالثَّالِثُ, and for the third one, فِي الْقِيَامَةِ, is in Surah Al-Qiyamah. قوله تعالى, where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَقِيلَ مَنْ. So that is in Surah Al-Qiyamah. Malan says, when you come to وَقِيلَ مَنْ, there is a sinu sakta that is showing there. If you open to Surah Al-Qiyamah, you will find it right there in Ayah 27. In Ayah 27, then you pause on it, then you now say Raqa. ويقول راق. تاني ينادى راق. وقيل من راق. So that is how you are going to recite it. Then you remember during our lesson on idgham, we mentioned that this was an exception to that kind of idgham because of the fact that there is a nun sakina followed by a ra. It was supposed to have been waqila marraq, assuming it was not for the sakta. So, but the sakta which is present there will disallow you from reciting it like that. Rather, you should make a pause without breathing, then you continue. وَالرَّابِعُ, and for the fourth one, فِي سُورَةِ الْمُطَفِّفِينَ, is in Surah Al-Mutaffifin. قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ. So you pause there. Man, say, if you say كَلَّا بَلْ, you pause. ثُمَّ يَسْكُتُ, then you keep quiet. كَمَا ذُكِّرَ, just as it has been mentioned, وَيَقُولُ رَانَ, then you follow it up by saying رَانَ. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ. So this is the last example on the issue that has to do with sakta. So the other kinds of pauses in the whole Quran will be sent as a picture so that you can look at the pause and you see how you are going to apply that pause. Then try as much as you can to master it, because everything is by mastery. You try as much as you can to master these pauses so that you will not make a wrong pause while reciting the Holy Quran. You know, the Holy Quran, its recitation must be done with utmost care in order for us to maximize the rewards that we can derive therefrom. So with this, inshallah, we will stop here. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.